The Pentagon is taking drastic steps to slow the spread of COVID-19 within the ranks of the military. Troop movements for U.S. forces around the world are on hold for 60 days. That also goes for military family members. American service members are also pitching in on the home front. They're setting up field hospitals in Seattle and New York. Leon Panetta is a former defense secretary and director of the CIA. I asked him what kind of threat the coronavirus is to U.S. troops.
The United States has forces deployed in almost 150 countries. You know, well over 200,000 troops are located. And, you know, they're located in hotspots, not just from the point of view of national security, but also from the point of view of the coronavirus. I mean, we have troops located in the Persian Gulf and Italy and Europe. In NATO and Asia. So they're located in these hotspots, not only from a national security point of view, but obviously in terms of the threat of the coronavirus.
How worried are you about extremists or state actors or non-state actors who might want to take advantage of this opportunity and catch their enemies off guard?
We're going to be tested. There's no question about it. I think North Korea, as we know, is looking at the possibility of sending more missiles into the air. We are going to have to be fully prepared to respond to those threats as necessary.
Secretary Panetta, I'd like us to hear briefly some comments made by UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Monday.
The fury of the virus illustrates the folly of war. That is why today I am calling for an immediate global ceasefire in all corners of the world. It is time to put armed conflict on lockdown and focus together on the true fight of our lives.
Leon Panetta, I'd love your reaction to what the Secretary General said. You could read that as the UN perennial call for peace, but when you look at the situation like in Libya, which has come undone, or Syria, all of which kind of connect back to the U.S. in some way or another, what are your thoughts about pausing hostilities right now?
I think he's expressed the hope of all of us at a very difficult time. That the world confronting this very serious crisis right now ought to pause with regards to the military confrontations that are going on around the world and try to recognize that at this point in time, we're all human beings living on the same planet, and it would be far better if we could work together to try to confront this threat to all of us. Perhaps we will learn the greater importance of living on the planet together than having to confront one another as adversaries.
The U.S. military has tremendous logistical expertise. It's got deep supply networks and medical capacity. How would you like to see the resources of the armed forces deployed to combat the virus?
I think that's a good use of the military now to really try to help these various states and communities to try to deal with this threat. They do have medical expertise. They do have the resources. I would wish that the Defense Production Act was not just talked about, but in fact put into place so that we could develop the supplies and needs that are required by healthcare across the country. I think the military can play a very significant role in trying to help America deal with this threat to our own security.
And the U.S. intelligence services, did they warn us, and did the message not get through?
I don't think there's any question that the intelligence agencies presented a warning to leadership in this country that the coronavirus was a real threat and that we had to pay attention to it. It was presented early on, as early as January. And I think, like a lot of things, the level of concern that was presented in those reports was not paid attention to and in large measure ignored. And we're paying the price for that today.
Leon Panetta, a former U.S. Secretary of Defense and director of the CIA, thank you for your time.
Thank you.